Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. This week on the conversation, we're going to go into some things I wanted to talk about last week. I'll explain what happened last week, and I thank you for your patience. Also, I took a restaurant law class and hotel law class at Purdue University, and what Hillary Clinton's happened, it's that president. Something we learned about when you have a case, you're looking at other court cases to find out what's going on, and okay, let me see here. Do we have a case similar to this, and how was it handled and all this? I'm going to talk about that because Tuesday I have jury duty. But also, tons of transfers to talk about with Manchester United. And Matt Damon wants gun control and gun confiscation when he's in gun movies. Just remember, folks. Hillary and Trump won't say this. There's one three-letter word that will say this, and it's G-O-D. That much, much more. So welcome to the conversation, folks, you're a part of. Here we go. Yet, what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. Romans 18:8. Think about that as you're listening to the program, and, you know, I want to get into this a little bit of last week stuff that I don't know if I got into it, but last week I ended the show really, really early, and I apologize, but my wife was not doing well at all, and she's got to reconnect. I'm like, I'm not doing it, and she's like, where's this? And I got her the card, and she has a little insurance card, and it has, like, you know, 1-800-NURSE-LINE, and you call that thing up, and thank you for calling Advantage Insurance or whatever. You know, they probably do like 5 or 6 different insurances. And like, yeah, this is my policy number, this is this, and what's going on? Well, you know, I started this new medication, could it be this? I'm having these issues. And, well, the nurse will get back to you in like 5 minutes, and I know more than eat. Don't even get done, because I'm gluten-free now, so I spent like $3 on this ramen noodles that's gluten-free and vegetarian and bad. I mean, maybe if I took the noodles and just made my own broth, might have been better. I don't know, but I didn't even get pretty much done scarfing that down, and they told me to go to the ER, mess around, because every time she breathed, it seemed like she was getting punched in the gut, and it turned out that she has diverticulitis, the fun of getting old. And I want to thank everybody for their thoughts and prayers, you know. I didn't say much about it that night until we had, you know, folks, I don't jump into my pants. I put them on one leg at a time like everyone else. You know, I just do a radio show. I'm not the almighty God. He is. You know, I'm just a normal person, and we wanted our families, you know, before we just go out on social media, hey, this is what's going on, and we wanted my parents and her parents and stuff to know what was going on before we told the whole world, you know. So, and I don't know if I got into this last week because it was pretty chaotic, but when we were in Michigan, we went to a Stryper concert, and we got to see Hair Mania. We got to see Trixie Tang and I forget the Mechabone, and they were incredible. Hair Mania was awesome because the drummer would be drumming, and when he returned, the hair wouldn't move, but his head would.
Mechabone.
But it was way, way, way too loud. And if I would have known, well, half the people there had earplugs. And it was almost like if you turn a radio up too loud, and there's, you know, too loud is too much. And I think I did talk about this a little bit, but I have like 10 decibels of hearing loss. And they can't say it's from the concert, but considering it's been 4 years since my last hearing test, they kind of believe it might be, but that's kind of where we're going from there, you know. So I'm now we're not. Now I'm gonna be getting me some $20 earplugs, you know, custom ones, and use those. It was just way, way, way too loud. So, and you know, so it's just crazy what's gone on. And but it was a good time though. I got to spend it with my wife. Hard to believe it's been a year. But as we move forward, Tuesday, as I told you, I got jury duty. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's funny because this is only the second time I've ever gotten called for jury duty. And I know people like 23, but yeah, I've been on like 3 juries and all this. And, you know, and some people, they do anything they can not to be selected. And I'm like this. If they select me and I'm on the jury, that's great. If not, and it's not meant to be, you know. It's only the second time, you know, but I took restaurant, and it was restaurant, hotel, international, and tourism management, and I took it RHIT, you know, but we had things, there's things called president, and what it is okay, you have a case, families with a baby on the second floor, and they have, it's a summer day, and they have they open up the window, and there's a screen, and the baby falls out from the second floor and dies. The family goes, why didn't that hold my baby? What's going on? They're wanting answers from the hotel. The hotel's like, why aren't we taking care of the baby? Why weren't you there? And who's at fault here? Is it the hotel because that screen didn't hold the baby? Or is it the family's fault for not watching the baby? And you have, okay, well, then you'd have to look up cases. You'd have to go to, like, a law library and look up all these cases. And okay, well, let's look up these cases and let's see what's going on. And when you look at these cases, okay, well, this is 1953, Bronson versus Holiday Inn. Okay, and what did it say? And what was the verdict? And why did they? And then you have to use that, and you have to come up. Why do you think it should be this way? And then what you find out, and then he'll give you the actual verdict. And this is what they decided, you know. And this is why they decided it, and, you know. And Hillary Clinton's started a president, because now that, hey, how can you get me for 5 emails when she got away with it? But if you don't know, there's actually a new investigation where they're taking her top aides and wondering why was this stuff not handled properly, because I guess she claims that a lot of it was not, even though it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know what reading something to know if it's classified or not. So you can make a 5-cent rocket with a string between 2 chairs and a balloon. But hey, you know, I don't know where to get this idea that rocket science is so brilliant, you know. But anyway, it doesn't take anybody that has any brain to know that these emails were not, like, for anybody. They had very classified stuff on them. And I guess they're wanting to know why were they, because I guess she's claiming that they were not marked classified, and they clearly were classified information, and now I think they're trying to, because they're not going to let this go. I honestly think that the FBI director was threatened or something. Bribed, threatened, something. From whether it was from Bill Clinton, Hillary, or Obama, or what. That's what I truly believe. And that's not far-fetched. I mean, I'm not a kook to think that. But I really do believe that. I really believe, you know, when the evidence is overwhelming, okay, let's say, screw the email thing. Why wasn't anyone called to help the men in Benghazi? Why wasn't anything done to try to help those men in Benghazi, those 4 men? Why aren't they giving them any answers? Why is there a huge runaround when it comes to the Benghazi? I mean, there are emails, classified or not, that say that she was telling us it was a cartoon making fun of Muhammad, while she was telling other family members and stuff, no, this was terrorism. This was an act of terrorism. But then why was there a huge, like, FBI presence and stuff like that, like, all and down in that area? Benghazi and all this stuff. There's all kinds of answers that go way beyond emails. I don't think we'll ever. It's like 9/11. I don't think we'll ever have all the answers. I mean, when you look at, like, some of those, like the Pentagon, and this is the plane they claim crashed into there. this is what, and there was, I saw this video, this is what the damage would have been if a plane of that size would have, you know, this would have been like a Piper, you know, this would have been like a two-stage, like a two-propeller airplane, one on each side, that type of plane could have made this, but look at the opening of this. This is a two-scale, like Boeing 747, let's say, put over this. You know, I think some of that stuff we'll never have answers on, both like 9/11 and Benghazi and all this stuff. I don't think we'll ever have answers. And by the time we, if we ever do, it'll be way too late. But it's just one of those things that, you know, like I tell people, wake up. These issues are not Republican or Democrat. And national security is not a left issue or a right issue. It's an American issue. But, hey, that's why you have these Democrats that will, because where I work, there's a lady there that's, there's a lady there that is like very Christian like me. And she's like, if you ever watch Alex Jones and stuff, they'll go around and they'll get people to sign a petition to ban H2O. I love putting that, like whenever I'm in the kitchen, I'll put P-H-I-S-H for fish, because of the band. I'll put H2O melon for watermelon. We got a girl one time at work and I talked about this before. We put, hey, can you get us 4 H2O melons? She gets to the store, she no longer, what in the bleepy the bleep is, it, damn it, quick. Because she realized when she called it what H2O melon is, watermelon. But when you get people that, like, want to congratulate Kim Jong-un on a successful hydrogen bomb tester, why do we celebrate the 4th of July? We celebrate our independence. Okay, can you be more specific? We just celebrate our independence, I guess. Okay, folks, the whole point of, and not one person, you know, I lived at, okay, the whole point of the fireworks is to represent the muskets and the cannons from the Revolutionary War, you know, and the rocket's red glare, and the bombs bursting in air gave truth to the night that the flag was still there, that we're Americans, that we won our independence from England. And most people don't, I mean, what do I talk about? You can't go forward if you don't know your past. How can you, okay, if I look at a restaurant and I want to model my restaurant, and I'm like, I want to do this, I'm going to find the most successful chef, the most successful restaurant chain, and I want to model it after that. You know, I would want to see, okay, what is Gordon Ramsay doing? He's a Michelin-starred chef, 3 stars, you know? What is someone like Marco Piro White, what is he doing? Alice Waters, what is she doing? Marcus Waring, what is he doing? I want to model myself after them because they are successful. I'm not going to model myself after the, what is it, the Hudson City Grill or whatever place downtown in my hometown that was shut down. It's all Asian. But then again, they had like 4 times to like clean up their place and never did. And they're done. I mean, they won't be, because there was a New York City Grill, I think, or New City Grill, that was like a, almost like a Ryan's Steakhouse or kind of like a Golden Corral, but it was a restaurant that was like a buffet, but it was Asian room, so they had lots of Asian stuff on it. So you could still get like pizza and stuff, and I swear the pizza they put out there at 11 o'clock is still there at 6 o'clock at night. But anywho, they were so bad that they got shut down, and they went through everything, and they got 110% the green light to go, and Free Lobster, come on in. No one went. No one would go. So like that Roslyn Bakery incident. Okay. This is, they're not going to reopen. I don't care how clean they make it. And I just got some sad news. The Acropolis restaurant, a local place in town, really, really great place. It's under new ownership, new management. I guess the owners were tired of working 6 to 7 days a week, and so they gave it, they sold it to another Greek family that's going to keep it, and I guess from what I've been told, they're going to keep it, you know, the menu. We'll have to wait and see if it's like it was when George ran it, Seth and his wife. I'm a chef, so I talk a lot about restaurants and stuff, and, you know, but it's when you have, as I get back to my point, you have people that, it's scary. You got to know where you're going. And I say this time and time again, but when you have people that don't know their own history, like, who did we win our independence from? Korea? No, it was Russia. The Cold War. I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get where these people... I don't get it where these people get this idea that... I don't know. Like, the history bus took off and they didn't get on. They have no clue. But I bet you they can tell you the codes to their favorite video games. This is Conquering War 5, the new Blood Terror on PlayStation 3. I remember when it was on PlayStation 2. Oh, that was incredible. I just made up the game, but, you know. People are so zoned out that they don't. And that's what the government wants. They want to just keep hoping that you think everything's hunky-dory, but it's not. You know, when George Bush passed the Patriot Act, I wasn't praising him. I was cursing him. Oh, no Republicans did that. You were kissing George Bush's ass the whole time. There were things that I thought, I think that's kind of something good Bill Clinton did. But there's a lot of things that I'm like, why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? I didn't kiss George Bush's ass every second of the day when he was president. And so many people, oh, whatever, you're a Republican. Like, and I went off on someone, I'm like, I'm not a Republican. The only thing I've ever somewhat registered is I get the emails from a Tea Party. I have been an independent/libertarian type person my whole life. That's why I like someone like Gary Bell. When he's like, how can you be free? I mean, they have all these regulations on you, but they want to say that you have freedom. You know, here's a $100 fine for not wearing a seatbelt. How is that freedom? You shouldn't have to wear it. You should want to wear a seatbelt to save your life, but you shouldn't be forced to with a fine. All you have to do is do what they do when there's a thing. If you ever see those iron erection climbers that go up and they do the high rises, they show videos of what happens if you don't have your safety harnesses around your waist and around your crotch strapped very tight, and a guy falls down. You see his nuts splatter out. They show you the real effects of what happens if you don't wear your safety equipment. You know, show people what it's like. So this is what's going to happen if you don't wear your seatbelt. We're not going to give you a fine. They want to give you a fine because some of these police stations make crap loads of money off them. But you should wear your seatbelt. I'm not saying don't wear your seatbelt, but you should wear your seatbelt, but you shouldn't be punished. You know, take responsibility. But like Rex Bell says, the Libertarian candidate for Indiana governor, he's like, you know, how can you, they push all these regulations on you, and then, oh, you're free. They want to, pretty soon they're going to tell you when you can crap, when you can use the bathroom, when you can turn your lights on, but, oh, you have freedom. Pretty soon we're going to be like China and North Korea, but we're going to be free. The government says we're free, but, you know, we're going to have all these rules and regulations, and, you know, they're going to, we're going to have a Matt Damon gun confiscation. He's in all these movies with guns, but, you know, if he was against guns and wanted them confiscated, I think he would have the heart to say, no, I can't be in this movie because it involves guns and I don't want to start anything. I don't want to get, you know, just like how they tried to take cigarette smoking out of movies because then people see that thing as cool and then they're going to start smoking. You know, you think he would have the conscience to say, well, you know, social conscience, I don't want to do that because I don't want to have kids see violence with guns because I want to confiscate. I have dreams of having all Americans' guns confiscated. But like I said, what is it, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? If Detroit was its own nation, it would be second highest in gun violence. Every nation out of 200 some nations on this earth. But it has one of the highest gun laws. It's very strict in their gun laws. Think about it like this. Cocaine has been legal, has been illegal for ever since cocaine, heroin, meth, you name it. Someone goes, oh, that's all we need to do. We just legalize meth and all this stuff and have more problems. I'm like, what do you mean have more problems? You can get meth probably in any city in the United States. Go to any city in the United States. And I bet you could get cocaine, heroin, meth, PCT, crystal, you name it. You could probably get it all. Marijuana, oh, how can you? It's illegal. Banning it should have stopped it. You shouldn't be there. There's always going to be a way to get it. And there's actually people that sell marijuana in Colorado because they say, oh, I can sell it cheaper than going to a dispensary and buying it. And they don't care. I mean, the cops aren't worried about me. You know, marijuana is not a. They're more concerned about people that are growing it in mass quantities without permits. But every single drug you can probably get in every single part of this country. But how can you? They're all illegal. You can get alcohol in dry counties. I mean, the oxymoron is Jack Daniels has made the dry county. But hey. You know, I would respect Matt Damon if he wouldn't do a movie that involved guns. Then I can at least say, okay, here's the guy that wants gun confiscation, but also will not do movies involving guns. Therefore, he's standing behind the narrative, you know. It's like, I can't say these words on air, but there were people at the rush, at the concert for Striper that like, bleep, yeah, Striper! Who's ready to bleep and see Striper? And there's kids. And this is supposed to be, I was thinking like a lot of Christian type concert. Bleep, yeah, man! Bleep and Striper! Who bleep and bleep the bleep the bleep wanted to see Striper and finally gets to tonight? We gave up a bleeping gig so we could bleep and be here. And I'm like, you got kids in the audience that their parents took them because they're a Christian band. That doesn't make sense, but then half of the people in the audience are not Christian, not respectful, so. But, you know, as I finish up my point with this, folks, Matt Damon, I would have respected if he wouldn't do a gun movie with guns in it. But since he is doing a movie that there's guns everywhere and shooting up people, but he is wanting gun confiscation, that's a conflict of interest, to my opinion. It's like saying you want two part-time jobs working for FedEx and UPS. They won't let you do it because it's a conflict of interest. I've got about 35 minutes left in the program, folks, and I really want to thank you all again for tuning in and checking us out. You know, but I mean, the big story is, like Andrew McCarthy, the assistant U.S. attorney said, you know, the FBI is rewriting the federal law letting Hillary Clinton off the hook. You know, and that is, and I think it's not going to go away. I think they're going to want more and more answers. Like, why did you let this go? Why was it, you know, and it's not that. They're going to keep it going and keep it going. Because they want, because, you know, whether they get the answers or not, who knows. And sometimes I think they want it like this, just like the Barack Obama birth certificate fiasco. While people's fighting over whether he was born here or whether he's not, or is it the real birth certificate or isn't it, he's getting in the White House and he's doing what he's passing whatever he wants, he's doing whatever he wants, you know, Bill and Hillary, for being public servants and serving the public of the United States in a senator type forum and, you know, all this stuff. Look at what Congress and senators make. They don't make much. Well, how do they have a $200 million network? Think about that one I said before. I think this is just a smokescreen that while everyone's, when we need to go after Hillary and this and that, the people that are voting for Hillary, they don't care. They're not following this stuff. They don't believe it. She could murder someone, and there could be video evidence. There could be DNA evidence. There could be every piece of evidence, and they would still say she didn't do it. Oh, that's not your Republican. That's a lie, whatever. We need to have Hillary in there because we need a woman in the president. We need a woman as president. That's what we need. You know, see, we had Obama as president. Because we need to have a black man in there. Now we need to have a white woman in there. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get that lady from Popeyes, because at least you get people's attention. No pun intended, but seriously, no, we need to get the right person in for the right job. I want someone backing me up if I'm a fireman. I want the best person backing me up. I don't want to just have, oh, we have to have an Asian person. So this guy doesn't know what he's doing, he can't speak English, but we have to have, you know, an Asian person to do quality stuff. We have to have him backing you up, even though if you don't speak English, he can't communicate with you, you're going to have to learn hand signals or something. No, I want the best person backing me up. I want the best human backing me up, whether it's a man, woman, whatever. You know, we want to stop talking about race. That's how you end racism. Stop talking about it. Start treating everyone as human beings. You know, I have people still posting all these videos where these two cops are going up to this guy who's threatening to hurt him with an axe or whatever. And, you know, if that was a black person, he'd already been killed. I'm like, all they would really have to do is tase him if they really wanted to end it. But, I mean, all these people are like, yeah, you know, if it was a black person, he'd have been killed already, you know. I mean, just how it goes. I'm like, and I almost commented, you know, well, he needs to be seen as a human being. I guess I don't look at people for black and white. I look at them as humans. You know? I want to have, whether you're a chef or whatever, I want to have the best person backing you, no matter who it is. You know, not, well, we as, we, well, I'm voting for Hillary because we need a woman in the White House. How's that going to solve anything? They don't, that's why I try to educate people. So that they're informed. You have these morons that don't know anything. They can't tell you what they're celebrating when they're celebrating Labor Day or Memorial Day or Independence Day or Christmas or Easter or Halloween or whatever. And they should have a competency test. And if you pass it, you can vote. Because most of those people wouldn't. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. She's the one. You know, if that's how the majority of the people are, this country's in real trouble. Because you got to remember something, folks. Hillary Clinton's not going to save this country. Neither is, oh, so you must like Donald Trump. But, well, he's better than Hillary, but he's not the answer. The answer is God that saved this country. He's what got me and my wife together. And our life is far from perfect, you know, but no one's life is perfect. Jesus Christ is the only perfect person. So if we put our faith and trust in Him, He's going to save this country. You know, go back into your history. What happened to any society that got away from God's money, gold and silver? Precious metals. They collapsed. Because it's hard to make something out of gold and silver. Anyone can sit there and figure out how to manipulate and make a wooden coin or whatever that they come up with as an alternative. But they can't do that with gold and silver. That was the biggest mistake, in my opinion, in 64 when they decided to take gold and silver out of the currency. I think that was the biggest mistake. You can actually buy bills that are thinly pressed, solid pieces of gold. It's not a lot of gold, but it's one solid piece of gold. And you could actually put gold into these dollar bills, make them valuable. You know, I want to have my dollar bills and my coins to have more value than them. I want to have a quarter that I can say, oh, there's 50 cents worth of melt value. That way it makes it strong. That way it's valuable. That way it can protect against inflation. No, now they want to see how cheaply they can make the coins. So we can just keep printing and printing and printing. Me and my wife have to live with a budget. Why doesn't the government have to? Well, we just need to keep raising the debt ceiling every time we turn around. Oh, don't worry. We'll just raise the debt ceiling. Okay, you there? You there? Can you hear me now? You should be able to hear me now. But anywho, I think I got disconnected for a second, folks. I think I hit the mute button, which I do if I got a cough or something. But anywho, what I was getting into, depending on what I missed, is this Barack Obama could have been a cheerleader and brought us together as a nation instead of divided us. You can't tell me that this nation is less divided now. Well, yeah, you can. It's more divided. Isn't it? Black Lives Matter is more division than ever. But that's okay. He's not going to be president forever. I pray to God he doesn't pull out the martial law card. The Trump card, there's too much chaos in here. We got to have martial law. I got to get this country under control. So I'm going to stay president until that's under control. And I hope he doesn't do that. He can't. It's not conspiracy. That can't happen. But I thought he was going to be a cheerleader. And this kid, I think it's what's going. I think that proves one thing with this, where these texts and stuff, these supposed racist texts from this Massachusetts middle school. That there's a lot of that going around. That these people are, you know, they're like, well, none of the evidence in this case. Well, hands up, hands. He had his hands up. Well, before any of the forensic evidence was brought to light, you know, in the Missouri case. Well, you want to recount your story because the forensic evidence doesn't match the fact that his hands were up or that he was shot running away from the police officer or none of this stuff. You got to recount your story. And then they're like, oh, well, yeah, well, I heard this person say that, I'm just saying what I heard other people say. You know, and I think it's one of these issues where they're just trying to make the problem worse. Instead of trying to make it better, we're going to take this nation that Barack Obama has made more divided or as divided as it was during the civil rights era and make it worse. You know, it's just, I'm getting. What's the benefit of there's no benefit of having a white, a black, we're humans. The more we realize that we're take x-rays, you might be able to, if you're a doctor and you got some $5 bazillion degree, you might be able to say, well, this is how I can show you the skeleton's feminine versus masculine, you know, but the average Joe, if you look at a skeleton, ain't gonna tell you if it's black, white, Asian, woman, man, transgender, whatever. And that, you know, oh, but, and that's what I thought Barack Obama, I just hope he brings this country together. I'm not gonna agree with probably 90% of what he wants to do with this country, but I hope he's a cheerleader to bring this country back together, you know, as a human race. But, nope. Just remember, folks, God will save us. I don't know what you believe out there. If you believe in God or you don't, me and my wife do, and it's changed our lives. And what's going to save America, you know? And that's what we need to realize, folks. And, it's not a gun problem. I own a 9mm, and let me tell you, it doesn't kill anybody. It put holes in, you know, put holes in targets. That's for sure. That's a lot of fun, you know. But it doesn't kill anybody unless I kill somebody with it. The only way I'd do that is if I named it Kindness. And I start shooting people with it. Killing them with kindness. But, you know, if I don't shoot anybody, it's a human problem. You know, and that's what people don't get that. People are just trying to, well, how can I divide this country? And then there's people that still stand behind Hillary with this email. I don't get it. I really don't get it. You know, because all these other people get the same treatment. No, they don't. There are people who have had the same... Okay, like, if I killed 10 people and Hillary kills 50 people and I'm in jail and she's not, would you call that fair? No. Just like, you know... like with the cops. You gotta look at that person as a human being. Well, no, you can't do that because, see, if that was a black man, they would have been shooting up. If he's a white man, they just let him go. You know, we need to come together as a nation. But it starts with history. It starts with knowing. I got lost one night when I'm like, what is this world coming to? That kids can't even know, okay, specifically, what do we celebrate with Independence Day? It's our freedom from Coca-Cola? I don't know. Surfer! It's scary, but some of these, you know, I'll sign your petition to ban H2O, and that's so sad for you. You know, it just saddens me that where are these people? I don't know. And I guess I want my country back. I want where people, you know, I remember a guy saying one time that technology would be that would be a thorn in the side of society, and I think it has, because, you know, they rely on technology, not their brain. They don't take a piece of paper and do the math out. You should see kids now when they don't write anymore. Pretty soon you're not gonna have to worry about saving trees and paper because you won't need it because no one's gonna write anymore. No one's gonna use their hands anymore. Everything is gonna be on the printer, on the computer. So you're not gonna have to. If you don't know cursive, who knows what the old doctor would say if you can't read it? You know? I've just always been fascinated by history. I guess, like, especially in cooking, you learn about the history of cooking and how it evolved. And we have, it's a Throwback Thursday, and one of my instructors, I still communicate on a regular basis with several of my instructors in school. She posted her first picture, her picture of her first day of culinary school, and I'm like, amazing, and I posted on there, I said, advice for your first day of school, do something even if it's wrong, and she commented back, she goes, wow, that's something my dad taught me early on in life. And I said, well, something I've never forgotten, and something that I use to this day, because he had a dishwasher that, I mean, he couldn't find his, I don't know how he could find his rear end to wipe it. And I'm like, okay, this is a dishwasher. You've washed dishes before from your, once we show you how to use this machine, which you know how to use the machine, Here's a big, like, three-level cart. You should be able to wash these dishes and put them on the cart. And we'll help you put them away, because obviously you don't know where stuff goes. And someone goes, well, he's new. I'm like, new? Shmoo. Okay, put me in any kitchen and give me a quick orientation on the dishwasher and how it works. Is it a conveyor belt? Is it one where you put, like, a tray or two trays in, and then you put the thing down, it runs and cycles? How does this machine work? And I can bust through the dishes and put them on a cart and stack them up. I may not know where they go, but I'd rather have a dishwasher that busts butt and stacks all the dishes. And I told them, I said, you know, do something even if it's wrong. You can have these dishes stockpiled. No, hey, this is my first day, I got all these dishes down, I don't know where they go. Great, we'll help you put them up, we'll show you where they go. But if you've worked in one restaurant, dishwashers are not that different. It's not like you go to a new apartment and you go, or a new house, wow, this is I'm used to a Kenmore range. Yeah, this is not a Kenmore range. How do I cook on it? Well, they all have knobs. They all have volumes on them, from, like, low and simmer to high. You know? And she just loved that. I'm like, I've never forgot that. And, you know, and when I was in school, we learned a lot about the history. Like, not many people realize the whole point this country was even founded was on the basis that they were trying to find a better way to the West Indies, a faster route to the West Indies to get black pepper, to because no matter how rotten the meat was, they figured if they covered up the smell with the black pepper, it would make the meat safe to eat. Now we have technology that we can say, okay, there's bacteria in there, there's E. coli, there's deadly molds. Some molds are good for you, but some are bad. But they didn't know that, and they thought that if they could cover up the smell of the meat, that they could, and it used to be a currency, it was so valuable, it used to be a currency, because if you had meat and you, you know, covered the crap in pepper, guess what happens? Magic happens, because it's safe to eat now, even though it's probably 6 months old and whatever, you know. That's what this country is founded on. You learn, and I thought that was cool learning about a lot about culinary history, because I love history, because like I always say, you can't, how can you know, we don't have to know if government health care works. It's flunked almost everywhere else in the world. You know, what was it, the old Senate lab of the Chris Farley? Had they invites the British toothpaste made with tyrosine sugar? You don't have to brush every week, but you just might want to. And it was making fun of the fact that most Brits have bad teeth. That's what you get when you rely on governments for your health and dental and everything else. You know, I wanna. You know, we had roads and stuff and all this stuff in this country. Government didn't provide it. We had an army, and there were no taxes. You know, what happened to the days of, here you go, I can help you out. I can't use this baby stroller. Now people put the stuff that back in the day you would just give to someone. Now they try to cash in. I think that's why, someone told me they think that's why they try to stop giving away some of the freebies at the races, because people just take the sunglasses and stuff and put them on eBay and try to sell them. But then again, I can't use them anyways because I got glasses. They give them to anyways, even they know you got like prescription glasses on. I mean, like, anywho, you know, as I end this part of what I'm talking about, you know. Know where you've been, so you know where you're going. And I know I harp on it. But educate people. I try to do that with this program. I have people from the West Coast to the East Coast. And I've considered possibly trying to figure out how I can go bigger with this or whatever. Who knows? You know. I'm the man of like a million ideas, and I don't know, like, I'm just like, God, where do I go? You know, because like I have my myopathy, and I often considered I would need massive help on it, because I'd love to write like a book about the daily struggles. Can you hear me?
No, it's like disconnected.
Well, I'm still on the air. But my wife says she cannot hear me. She's my production partner. So we'll see, because she says she can't hear me.
Too.
Oh. Yeah. Technology. Isn't just wonderful? But anywho, you know, I've considered possibly, because, like, I have an invisible disease. Look at me. You won't tell anything's wrong. So, like, they claimed out my fibromyalgia, you know, except for having tests and stuff done, you know. I thought about writing a book about my personal struggles and what I go through on a daily basis, and how people, like my parents, I don't think, my mom, I think, does more than my dad, but they don't really see it, so they don't believe it. Because my dad goes 24/7, 365 now, and he's just now starting to slow down. And then he goes 24/7, 365, and I can't, and I'm like, he was going, 24/7, 365, when he was my age, and he just thinks, I don't know if he thinks I'm lazy or just, who knows. I don't think he gets it, but I've always thought about doing that, but I have to have someone, because like my cookbook, I'm a chef. I'm not an English person. I don't know grammar and all that, per se. But, you know, we'll see. If it's God's will, it'll be his way. If it ever comes out, I'd have to have someone, like, write with me and do all this stuff. So, we'll see if it ever comes to fruition. It's just one of my things that I might end up doing. We'll have to see. But, you know, I just try to educate people, just like, you know, like being diagnosed with celiac disease and stuff. It's a whole learning curve, and, you know. And I give shouts out to places like Denny's that have, like, items that are gluten-free. And they're not a gluten-free establishment, but at least they try to offer, like, a gluten-free this month and try to offer and let you know it's gluten-free. I give them amazing kudos. And I'm going to actually write them and just thank them, because when you go to Granite, and everyone will say this, they're not a gluten-free certified facility, but, you know, ice cream is going to be ice cream. So, if it's gluten-free, then you're fine. Cross-contamination probably won't happen. I got about 7 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. Manchester United, where do I even begin? They have got so much. I mean, you talk about Louis van Gaal spending money. Well, Jose Mourinho is spending some money too, and I'm excited to see. I'm not a super big fan of his, but he's talking. He wants to bring back the striker mentality that United's known for. You know, he wants to be contending for wins and defending wins, not sitting there going, okay, we're not really doing any attacking style football and we're down 2-0. Now, he wants to be fighting for wins and doing stuff, and I think that's great. So, I mean, I'm really, really bad with names, but, like, we have Zlatan Ibrahimovic from Paris Saint-Germain, and we actually got to see him play because we got to see Manchester United take on Paris Saint-Germain. So it was I think he's going to be amazing. But it depends on, we got all these players that have to learn to play together. You know, they may be great, and they're going to have to adjust to life in English football. Then we got, let me see here. I'll just spell the name because I can't even, his last name is M-K-H-I-T-A-R-Y-A-N. McHitterin? Something like that? McHitterin? I'm like, I can't. These are weird names. But he has played. He's incredible. He's played for a German club, and he is an Armenian. He's the captain of their national team. If you ever watch any videos of him, look up H-E-N-R-I-K-H, and then his last name is M-K-H-I-T-A-R-A-N. You want to see a great footballer? He is incredible strength. But then it's transferring him into the European, the Premier League and stuff. And I think they're going to have some adjustment. You know, they're going to these players are going to have to learn to play together and have some adjustment to this style of attacking football and stuff that Jose Mourinho wants to, you know, do at United. We'll have to see. I don't think it's going to be instant success. I don't expect it. I'm a United fan. I'm a United fan, you know, and I support United. Just because if they win and I celebrate, you know, I know I'm going to hear from people because I don't like Mourinho. I don't really care for him. But I support my team, and I'm going to support him. United, period. You know, it's, if you don't like a manager and he takes over the Chicago Cubs and you're a Cubs fan, are you going to, like, all of a sudden not like the Cubs just because of that manager? No. You're a Cubs fan. You may disagree with the manager, but, you know. Like I said before, Alex Ferguson's gone. There's probably never going to be anyone like him. You got to take who we get and go with it and love him and leave the rest up to God. Eric Bailey is also joining the team, and I think it's just going to be interesting. Villarreal, he played for, just amazing players. He's spending some cash, though. And for what he's spending, I guess it's still like Van Gaal. For what he spent, I'm going to see some results. I liked Van Gaal, not dissing him at all, but I'm just saying, with what Jose Mourinho is spending, I'm going to see some results. If we're going to be like Chelsea was last year, one step away from being in the relocation zone, then, you know, I want some answers. Hopefully not. Hopefully we'll be contending for the top, one of the top four spots. And I think it's going to take some, you know, there's going to be a learning curve with a lot of the players and, you know, learning to work together. But I think that it's going to be something that's going to be, it's going to work. And I think it's going to work out in the end. How long he stays there, that's yet to be decided. I think it depends. I hope he's there for, I hope if he's good, he's there for a while. I hope it's not like a, you know, like a 2-year job he's done. I hope if he's the manager there and he fully takes it on and he fully does it and there you go. You know, that's just how I view it. Got about 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. It's just one of those things that, you know, I think it's going to turn out all for the good in the end. I really hope it blossoms into something great. You know, he's not going to be there 20-some years like a lot of these people. So, you know, like Alex Ferguson did, but I think it's going to be something that I hope lasts more than, you know, 2 years. I hope if he's successful at United, Jose Mourinho, that he does what he does, and it lasts. So that pretty much, I got about 20 seconds left in the program, folks. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to our fortunes and our sacred honors. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and until next week, God bless and goodbye. Good night.